Welcome to Conscious Voices, a weekly program dedicated to bringing you alternative points of view to challenging popular assumptions in order to help you be better informed and civically engaged. I'm Evan Davis, your host for this edition. It's down to the wire with only a few more days of early voting left before the Against the Rules special election on August 8th to decide a single issue, Issue 1. Millions of taxpayer dollars are being spent by the legislature to place this issue before the voters as to whether to amend the state's constitution to essentially make it harder, much harder, for citizens to amend the constitution in the future. Issue 1 would raise the number of required signatures to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot and would require a quota of signatures from all of Ohio's 88 counties. Presently, only half of the counties need to be represented by signatures to place an issue on the ballot, where, of course, all voters in all counties are entitled to vote. It would also require 60% of the voters to approve a measure for passage, which is a very high bar, one that has almost never been met in the state's history, save for just a few times. Supporters say that a majority rule is undemocratic, as it would allow a simple majority to pass an amendment. As it applies to the signatures, however, it would empower any single Ohio county to have virtual veto power over whether the voters anywhere in the state could even get a chance to vote. It would also make it so that only heavily financed campaigns could ever succeed, as it takes a lot of money to campaign for or against an issue. Opponents note that this would favor dark money or corporate-funded PACs. Indeed, the Issue 1 campaign is being financed from out of state by a right-wing ideologue who owns the popular shipping and supply company Uline to the tune of millions of dollars. Last week we heard viewpoints on both sides. This week we have a recording of a Vote No rally held over the weekend in Toledo. One of the speakers is an old friend of this station, Petey Talley, former public relations officer for the AFL-CIO. The audio is through-the-air video in a banquet hall, but you can make out the words pretty clearly.
Recently, a rally was held to support the Vote No on Issue 1. It was held at the Warren AME Church, 915 Collingwood Boulevard, Toledo, Ohio. The speakers included former Governor Dick Celeste, former Attorney General Betty Montgomery, Tim Berga, President of the Ohio AFL-CIO, Petri P.T. Talley, Executive Director of the Ohio Unity Coalition, Jeff Winsing, Vice President of the Ohio Education Association, David Green, Director of UAW Region 2B, Pastor Lee Williams of Searchlight Community Church, and the moderator was Catherine Turser, Executive Director of the Ohio Chapter of Common Cause. Here is a video of the rally. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Audrey, and I voted no because everybody's vote should be equal. And so we don't need a 60% majority to pass something. We need 50% plus one. That's worked really well for a long time, and that's the way it should stay. Vote no on Issue 1.
Jesus did say that his house is a house of prayer. So before we do anything else, I want to ask Minister Darlene Williams. We're related. We're related in the blood of Christ. So I'm going to ask her to come and offer prayer to you.
Father God, we come today thanking you for the sunshine and thank you your son. Father God, as we go forth on behalf of those people whose votes are not being heard, whose voices are not being heard, we just lift you up, Father God. We invite you into this place, Father God. We hope and pray, Father God, that everybody here and those who are listening will understand the importance of what is happening here, Father God. For our democracy is under attack, but we know, Father God, that you are the great I am and that anything can be done, Father God, if we all come together. You said where one or two are gathered together, touching and agreeing on one accord. There you are in the midst. So come, Father God, be with us and guide us. This we pray in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
One man.
One vote.
Now that man.
One person.
One person.
That man could also be a woman. All I noticed when we were up here, somebody brought the sign up here and said, not just no. So I said, oh, we're in the church, but Jesus spoke of hell. It's a place that you don't want to go, and a place that you'll be in torment. So I have no problem with saying, hell no. How many voted already? I cast my vote on the first day of early voting, and I voted no. And all of those children, the four of them, all of those grandchildren, because they're all adults now and they're having children, they're all voting what their grandfather, what their poppy voted. No. All right. We're going to have a good time with each other today. When you get home, all of you believers, read 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 10th verse. And that's to tell you how you can stay together, and he will be with you each and every day on these struggles. We worked too hard. We came too far from where we started from. Start over again. It's good to see all of the my former union folks here today. During my tenure in working for the state of Ohio, I worked with this lady right here in Athens, and I was chief steward. So I'm not in unfamiliar territory, but it's good to be with all of you and everyone that's assembled here. It was good to see my friend Betty. See, I've been around long enough to call by the first name. Don't even try. All right? Okay, we're going to put you back in the hands of our MC.
I'm voting no on issue one because for 112 years in this state, we've had the power to amend the Constitution via ballot initiative. Citizens should always have this power. When politicians aren't listening to us, when politicians are failing us, we should have this recourse. To vote yes for issue one is to cede the last of the power you have in Ohio to check on our state legislature. And I think that everyone in the state should want to keep that power no matter what side of the aisle you're on, no matter where your beliefs are. We want to be able to have that citizen power and not give it up.
Oh, are you all hot?
Yeah.
Yes. Get those fans out. Everybody get your fan. All right. We are fans of democracy. Okay, so fans of democracy, let's try this. Not just
representative members from the UAW. And for those folks who don't know, Region 2B, we have 180,000 plus members throughout the states of Ohio and Indiana. And look, you guys think auto workers, Ford, GM, Chrysler. Yeah, we make those. You drove them here, that's us. That's for sure. Hey, we make a lot of parts too that go into Toyotas and Hondas and Hyundais. A lot of independent parts supplies. Hey, sister. We also brew beer. You like Miller Lite, Coors Light? Yep, that's us. Law enforcement professionals, we got them. Healthcare professionals, nurses, we got them. That's us. Food service workers. You ever call 911 in Toledo? Talking to a UAW member. Right? Transmissions, part supplies, everything that we do with proud. But enough about that in the union. And as proud as I am to be a union member, this is a hell no for me. And I got to tell you, and it's great to be here with all you united Assembly of Ohioans. And I know we got to get out and spread the word. You've been doing that. We got to keep doing that. Raise awareness. Talk to our neighbors, our friends, everybody we can to get out on August 8th for this special election. And we got to get out in huge numbers. This is August. We know this. And you know what's going on in Columbus, right? These extreme politicians don't want a power grab. That's all this is. Issue one, that they want to amend our Ohio Constitution, and it's bad for people power. It's bad for the citizens of Ohio. If passed, it'll be impossible, virtually impossible, for the citizens of this great state to change our Constitution ever again. Today, you guys know 50% plus one, right? Majority rules. That's how it's been my entire life. In grade school, they would ask us, do you want a new Play-Doh or colored with crayons? When the majority said Play-Doh, we played with damn Play-Doh. That's what's important. That's democracy. And that's the truth. So for over 110 years, we've had majority rule. They want to change it to 60% vote. You know, currently we need signatures out of 44 counties. There's 88 counties in Ohio. We need 44 counties to get signatures in. And that's no easy task, right? It's difficult. We've done it before. We've been here. We've done this. But if this thing passes, every county in Ohio is going to need signatures. All 88. And that's, I got to tell you, that's undemocratic. That's unfair. It's unfair. But what's worse, they want to eliminate the cure period, right? The cure period, if you don't know, that gives you 10 days to go out and get more signatures. Today, citizens, we collect those 44 county signatures in there. We're good to go. Now, if we fall short one signature, it's going to be over. We won't be able to get our stuff on the ballot. We won't be able to amend the Constitution because we missed one county out of 88. One signature. The cure period is very huge. And it's common, right? There's a lot of times we go out and get the signatures. We got those 10 days to go back and correct that and get it right. We know this happens. A lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of work goes into this process. And so we need to change that. So combining the cure period, requiring signatures to be collected in 88 counties, and getting a 60% majority of the voters to pass them. This is a power grab by the politicians in Columbus. These three blows are huge to our democracy and have a huge impact on every citizen right here in Ohio. Look, does this make you angry?
Yes!
Hell yeah! And it should make you angry. And it makes me very upset as well, because it's wrong. It shouldn't be done. Look, they want to silence us. They've always wanted to silence us. I thank God for every one of you being here today. I thank every one of you for getting out there and doing what you can do, talking to people, because this isn't just for us. It's not just for labor. This is for every citizen in Ohio and every generation that's going to follow up behind us.
You should vote no, because you care about democracy and fairness. By voting no, you will ensure that majority rule will continue to be the rule of law and the rule for our community and for the state of Ohio. Vote no.
Ohio Voting Rights Coalition, the NAACP Ohio Conference, and some of his branches. Specifically, I'm going to call out the Toledo branch, because that's where I'm from. And the communities we serve. And we do that in a number of ways. We register Black voters, we mobilize Black voters, and we do this by talking to voters about issues that matter to Black Ohioans. And that's this issue tonight, right?
Right.
Try to keep hold of power in the state. They have congressional districts that aren't proper. They have Senate districts that aren't proper. They're not following their own laws and regulations. And this is the last ditch, desperate attempt to wrest the power from the people who elected them. And I think a no vote is imperative to keep the Ohio elected officials in check.
You know what we really need? We need a math teacher. Yeah, do we need a math teacher? Come on up. This is Jeff Wensling. He is the vice president of the Ohio Education Association. Yeah.
math teacher and the vice president of the Ohio Education Association. It's great to be here this evening and look out over this United Assembly of Ohioans. We're going to help us spread the word and raise awareness that there is a special election on August 8th. The OEA represents more than 120,000 teachers, yes, faculty members, education support professionals in schools, colleges, and universities throughout Ohio. And where are the educators at in this hall? So, my friends, Pennsylvania, Washington Local, Macomb, Findlay, and once you start listening, you're going to get in trouble because I'm going to miss somebody. But where are all the people in this room that love educators? Our members teach in kindergarten classrooms, high school labs, university halls. We counsel adolescents, and we help students carve out their career aspirations. We are on the front lines, and our 120,000 members are voting hell no on this. Up here, the race isn't over. We must continue to work together to turn out in huge numbers and vote.
No!
And vote.
No!
Now listen, I taught high school math for 26 years in the Parma City Schools, and I agree with Petey's math. 50 plus 1 equals democracy. Let's hear it. 50
plus 1 equals democracy.
But I'll tell you another thing. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. Now here's the lesson plan for what's going on in Columbus. Extreme politicians want all the power. And as Petey said, we got some sneaky ones. I can give you a list, I got one. There are some sneaky ones in Columbus, and they think they can fool voters into giving up our rights and putting a special election for special interests on the ballot on August 8th. We're not going to let them do that, are we?
No!
Are we?
No!
So we're going to vote hell no on August 8th. As you've heard from David, for more than 111 years, Ohio voters have had the freedom and the right to put constitutional amendments directly on the ballot with a simple majority. I teach math, but I'm going to go into a little bit of history. 111 years ago, our lawmakers in Columbus were puppets to the wealthy and the powerful. 111 years ago. They were in the pockets of corrupt politicians and they ignored the will of the people. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
They didn't care. They didn't care about what the people of Ohio wanted or needed. They served themselves and their wealthy donors. Out of touch then, out of touch now. So the people of Ohio rose up, they amended the Constitution, and a simple majority has worked for 111 years, and it needs to stand for the next 111 years! We are not giving up our rights or our freedoms. We are not giving 40% of the people the ability to block what the people believe is best for our state, right here in Ohio! We're not Florida. We need to preserve the sacred principle of one person, one vote. One person, one vote. One person, one vote. One person, one vote.
One person, one vote.
We need to continue to empower Ohio voters against politicians, lobbyists, and special interests who want to take away our rights so they can get what they want and have all the power. That's why we are voting
no!
August 8th, against issue 1, to protect majority rule. Thank you.
I am voting no because it doesn't matter what your issue is at this point in time. Later on down the road, it will affect every issue. And right now, the GOP is trying to take away the rights of the people. Who's to say later on, when they're not in power, they're going to try and take this back, and it's just a mess. Let things lie the way it is. It shouldn't be a one-issue thing. And everybody knows it's about abortion, so let's get real.
I
remember the last time there was a citizen-led ballot measure on the ballot. So 2018, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the reason I'm bringing this up, I know, following the math teacher, is it has been many, many years. This is totally unnecessary. I'd also like to highlight that in 2017, Ohio voters overwhelmingly approved victims' rights. Now, think about this. In 2017, folks felt like they were not being heard, and they needed to collect signatures to put rights for victims in the Ohio Constitution. And we should always look at that citizen initiative, our ability to come together and collect signatures, that's under attack. And it's so important because we need to have a check on the state legislature. When they will not listen, we need to gather together and do direct democracy.
Yes.
So the next batter up is the president of the AFL-CIO. This is Mr.
Good evening, Toledo. Good evening, Lucas County. Good evening, Northwest Ohio. Let's hear it for Catherine. You know, we started this back in November when some of these corrupt politicians got this idea to take away our direct democracy rights. We started off, and it was the League of Women Voters and Common Cause and the Unity Coalition and Labor. And look at what this coalition has grown to some several months later. Give yourselves a hand. Is there any Labor in the House tonight? When I say union, you say strong. Union.
Strong.
Union!
Strong!
Union!
Strong!
Thank you very much. Now, the Ohio AFL-CIO, there are 700,000 union men and women in the state working in the private sector and the public sector, all industries, every sector of the economy in the state of Ohio. And by looking at this crowd tonight, I can tell you that we have a united labor front to stop issue one. Now, organized labor and union sisters and brothers know a little something about rights. We know when you give workers some rights at the workplace is better, our lives are better, society is better. We also know as trade unionists, when you give citizens of the state rights to have a say in their direct democracy and self-governing, society is better, the state is better. And sisters and brothers, men and women, ladies and gentlemen of Northwest Ohio, organized labor is throwing everything we have this campaign to keep our direct democracy rights. What an honor it is to have such honorable and distinguished elected officials with us here tonight, and no more honorable and effective in what they did than the speakers that we're going to hear from next, Governor Celeste and Attorney General Montgomery. And you know what? I'm reminded, I was with Governor Celeste yesterday in Cleveland. By the way, there was a little event at the City Club in Cleveland yesterday, and our side was represented by Governor Celeste and Attorney General Montgomery. And the other side, well, there was another side. It wasn't even a fair fight, let me tell you that. It wasn't a fair fight because we're on the side of right. It wasn't a fair fight because there are Democrats, Republicans, and Independents know that this thing stinks on ice, and we have the best two former heads of state and attorney generals you could ever have on our side carrying that message, and we owe them a round of applause. Last night, I was reminded, you know what? This is the 40th anniversary this month of Ohioans having the ability in the public sector to have a contract and legal rights. Collective bargaining law, 4 decades ago. So fair and strong for working people as a state senator, as a state auditor, as a state attorney general. We're just thrilled and pleased, Betty and Dick, that you're here with us. And we're going to win this thing. So as we found out, organized labor, we don't really care if you're Democrat or Republican. We just want you to do the right thing by working people. And we've got some good economic things happening in the state of Ohio. We need less chaos, and we need more collaboration. And what's happening in the state of Ohio with this issue one is the exact opposite. And as we came together in the State House during that legislative campaign, and it was all of us, and you were there at those hearings, and we testified, and we rallied, and we shut them down, and we had the upper hand, and they know it. They know Ohioans don't want this, so they did everything they possibly could. We bottled it up in lame duck. We bottled it up in the primary. After they said, no, we're not going to have any more August special elections, well, let's try it. The fix is in. You know what? The fix ain't in because we're going to beat this thing. Yeah! Organized labor, this is not about one issue. This is about our rights for self-governance and direct democracy. We've supported some constitutional amendments. We've opposed some constitutional amendments. We've been neutral on a lot. It's about our rights to self-govern. And sisters and brothers, they're not going to take that away. So when you look at, and I was asked this question earlier by a member of the press who's here, and thank you for showing up. Is there a single issue that why organized labor is fighting issue one? And the answer is, no, we're fighting it because of the right for self-governance. However, when you look at what's happened in the state of Ohio that's benefited the state of Ohio with bonding that requires a constitutional amendment to borrow money, bonding that has created, that has built schools across the state, bonding that has allowed us to have clean drinking water, bonding that gives us parks, investments in parks and recreation, all these things that have created jobs, roads and bridges, and jobs for iron workers and steel workers and pipe fitters and electricians. When you look at the bonding question alone, a number of these bonding issues would not have passed with something greater than a simple majority. So for organized labor, again, it's not about one issue, it's about our rights. But I just wanted to point that out to everybody here, how important that is to have these bonding issues that create jobs and build Ohio and make our futures brighter. So in closing, sisters and brothers, let me just say, with 12 days to go before one of the most important elections that we'll have in our lifetime, we can either finish strong and run through the tape and crush this thing, or we can relax because we think we got it won. Sisters and brothers,
hell to the no.
Hell to the no. No one won. 12 more days.
No one won.
12 more days.
No one won.
12 more days.
No one won.
Let's crush this thing and rebalance the state of Ohio.
Hi, my name is Elgin Rogers, State Representative of District 44, asking everyone to come out and vote early or on August 8th. Vote no on issue one. The fight for democracy and equality is now. One person, one vote. It's important that you come out and vote. Protect our democracy. Protect our Constitution. We can't do this without you. Protect your way of living.
All right. So I suspect there are a few elected officials that are here. So if you all could stand up. So we have State Senator Paula Hicks Hudson. Always out there.
Only 19 of the 71 amendments that were citizen-initiated were passed. We know how this hurts. You know good and bad. You know to vote and not vote. You know when to support and when to say no. And if those people who say that it's easy to amend our Constitution are lying to you, it takes millions of dollars to get millions of hours to be able to collect the number of signatures required to get on the ballot. It takes millions of dollars, thousands of, at least, to defend that when you're sued in the court systems. And it takes millions of dollars to put the ballot that you got the signature for on television and on radio and in all the press. It takes millions of dollars to do this. It isn't easy, and it's proven by the fact since in 111 years, we've only had 19 pass that are citizen-initiated amendments. Today, and you heard say, we 44 counties, majority vote. We have an ability to cure if we don't have enough signatures to go back and say, we give you 10 days to go find your signatures, and we only require 50% plus one. With this amendment, it's quite the opposite. You'll never be able to cure them. Frankly, this is an issue that is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It is drafted to end citizen-initiated amendments, no matter what they tell you. It requires all 88 counties. It doesn't allow this cure period. It requires 60%, et cetera, et cetera. All of that calculated so you will never be able to have an amendment. And when you combine this with an August election, which they have already acknowledged last General Assembly, they don't want to do. When you combine it, what we have is a witch's brew calculated to remove the public's right to participate in its own democracy. The legislature does this. And we proved it last August with only 8% of people turning out in an August election. That's why we don't do August elections. We shouldn't do August elections on these kind of statewide issues. And this toxic combination with these kind of requirements is a calculation by those in power to concentrate their power and to end legitimate public involvement in the public debate. So, I guess I don't have to encourage the people in this room. I've heard you loud and clear. But, you know, with all of our checks and balances, with these checks and balances being kicked aside, all we're left with, if you will, I will say with some tongue-in-cheek, is the FBI is our checks and balances. I don't think we want that to happen. We want you to be the checks and balances. We want government to be its own checks and balances. So, there's one final thing in closing. You're hearing ads that say, well, the Constitution of the United States requires 66%. Shouldn't we in Ohio require the same? There's a huge difference between the federal Constitution, which sets out our rights, sets out the general parameters of our national government. But it clearly says, James Madison, who is the father of our Constitution, said to us in the Federalist Papers, that powers delegated to the federal government are few and defined. Those that are to remain, those left are to remain with the state, and they are indefinite and numerous. But what does that mean? What they're just saying is, look, that's a framework of the U.S. Constitution, but the state constitutions are the working documents. They're the ones that take care of the day-to-day issues that you worry about and affect you, and it was intended to be that way. So as we close, I just want to say, when they make those arguments, they're being disingenuous. What does it mean to make you? You in Ohio have the right and duty and responsibility to run your own government. Don't let the special interests or those who elevate the purchase of power over the citizens' rights to run their government and be participants in their own democracy win. And with you going out and telling your friends and neighbors, vote no on issue one, not just have an opinion, go out and vote. We're going to win this one. Thank you.
So the reason I'm voting no on issue one is that 50% plus one of Ohio voters should be what our Democratic margin is. And having ballot initiatives allows us to hold our elected officials accountable if they're not doing their jobs. Hopefully they'll do their jobs and we won't have to have ballot initiatives. But when a majority of the people want something to happen and it's being ignored, then we have a mechanism to do that. And that's why I'm voting no. And I would urge everyone else to vote no, too. Thank you.
Can you hear me if I just talk like this?
Yeah! Beautiful voice.
I just want to start off by saying thank you to Pastor Williams. I have 8 great-grandchildren. It's not a partisan issue. It's a political issue. But it's not a partisan issue. I speak for 4 former governors. Bob Taft, John Kasich, Ted Strickland, and I agree. Yeah. This is a terrible idea. But here's the story. I began, you know, why did I care about collective bargaining for public employees? When I was a kid.
Yes!
When I was a kid, I learned a song. There once was a union maid who never was afraid of the goons and geeks and the company clerks and the deputies who pay the rate. Anyway, I am so proud to be here with all of the representatives of organized labor in Ohio, what that means.
Woo! Woo!
I have a confession to make. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. 4 days ago, I was in Indonesia. I think my body hasn't figured out exactly what I am. But I came this far because issue one is so important. And so I want to share just a question. When I woke up this morning, I woke up saying, who was it who said famously, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I woke up with that because that's what this issue is about. Hypocrites in Capitol Square feel so powerful and are betting so corrupt that they are seeking to preserve that power unchallenged. And take our voices away. That's really what it's about. 140 years later, Columbus, Ohio could be a poster child for what Lord Acton said in 1887. How about that? But anybody who comes to you and says this, yes, it's really a good thing for our republic, I'm sorry, remind them of what Lord Acton said. Now, just think about this. Millions of taxpayer dollars were wasted on a fraudulent online school. Remember that? Did anybody, sadly, nobody, I don't think anybody, any of the public figures went to jail on that. It was only somebody. And then, as Betty Montgomery reminded us, we had $60-plus million dollars spent to lobby the legislature in order to provide over $1 billion of Ohio taxpayers' money to First Energy and bail them out. Fortunately, a couple of people went to jail on that. But the idea of the gerrymandering, the idea, when you think about it, one of the last issues that citizens initiated was to end gerrymandering in the state. And what happened? Four times, not once. The Ohio Supreme Court said, no, this is wrong, go back and do it right. They came back again and did it wrong. They said, go back and do it right. They came back again and did it wrong. And the court on the fourth time said, go back and do it right. I'm sorry, we're out of time. We're going to live with gerrymandered districts. That is absolute power being practiced corruptly. And now they want to take away our opportunity to change all of that. They know the winds of change are blowing. The reality is, you should understand, issue one is on the ballot because they are afraid, and they should be afraid because people will not tolerate this. Some of you may remember a president named Harry Truman. He was one of my favorites. And he's famous for saying, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. But when Harry Truman said that, he said this. He said, if it's not true, don't say it. And if it's not fair, don't do it. And if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Right? What these people are saying isn't true,
what these people are saying isn't fair, and they should get the hell out of the kitchen. So the idea they have is we're going to turn the heat down by making it harder and harder for citizens to express themselves. That's what they're trying to do. We're going to dial that heat down so we can stay where we are and feel comfortable. We're going to change the voter ID requirements. Right? We're going to reduce the number of early days to vote. We're going to eliminate all but one Dropbox in a county. Where I live in Colorado, and I have 39 Dropboxes in the most conservative county in the state. Anyway, now we're going to turn the heat down by passing a constitutional amendment. Fool people. By passing a constitutional amendment that's like silencing them. By making it virtually impossible to change the Constitution and protect citizen rights. Okay. I don't think I've seen such a naked attempt to stay in power. And what we've got to do is to expose them in their nakedness. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, right? That's kind of amazing, that image. All these politicians all of a sudden, all of us who are trying to silence us, and we can strip them down and throw them out of the kitchen. Wow. The legacy we have is, you know, they talk about legacy, they talk about the federal constitution, but here, think about this. And Tim really reminded us, several of the speakers reminded us of this. In 1912, we convened a constitutional convention because there was so much corruption. Not just in Ohio, this was happening in many parts of the country because this was a progressive period. The robber barons were stealing people and buying politicians, and that was how it was done. The most famous story is the one of Averell Harriman's grandfather taking his train up to Albany, New York, and basically having legislators come in and give him money, That was, in Ohio, we didn't do it quite as obviously, but it was going on. So we had a constitutional convention to fix this. They couldn't agree on a new constitution, but they agreed on a number of amendments, and they put those amendments to a vote of the people. Not yet every one of those amendments passed, but one of them that did was the Citizens Initiative to amend the Constitution of the state of Ohio. And I don't believe it got 60% of the vote, but it got 50% plus one, and that's why we enjoy it today, because it is democracy. Okay, so, you know, now we have to fight to protect that legacy. Think about that. In 1912, this convention's going on in Columbus, and who comes to speak to it? Teddy Roosevelt came. Teddy Roosevelt became the voice of progressive Republicans. And William Jennings Bryan came. He was going to crucify us on a cross of gold, was his famous speech. Neil Ear became Secretary of State. Both of them came, and both of them testified, and both of them said that the most essential aspect of this reform is to make the voice of the people paramount. Yes. Politicians answer to the people. Anybody who wants to tell you, listen to what our forefathers said when they wrote the federal constitution. Shame on them. They do not know the legacy of a constitution that was passed to protect the people of Ohio from corrupt politicians. And guess what? We're back to having to do the same piece of work today. How about that? I love it. You know? Yeah. So, you've heard, it's not just about 60%, it's a difficult issue. 88 counties is a difficult issue. I asked Frank Rose yesterday in the debate, I said, well, if we have to get every county on board on signatures for a petition and don't have a chance to secure it, imagine if you're putting a legislative initiative on the ballot, but you have to have every single legislator on board before you can put it on the ballot. No, they would never want that. That is not going to happen. So I don't know. There's no shame with this crowd today. If they believe that this is a sacred act to protect a sacred document, and 60% of the vote is essential. Why didn't they require 60% of the vote to pass this? This is a good idea. If it's such a good idea, why didn't they require it on this issue?
Oh,
if it's so important, why wasn't it put on this issue? It is an issue that smells of corruption. It is an issue that urges us to work and work and work some more. Not just to write postcards, and not just to make phone calls, and not just to talk to people, but to make sure every friend, every brother and sister in the union that you can reach, every relative, gets to the polls either early or on the 8th of November. The key to this, understand what is at stake and to make sure people vote. And let me say, I don't like it when I urge people to vote no. I prefer to be urging people to vote yes. So I want you to just take a moment and imagine the day after August 8th when we bury issue one under no votes. Then we can begin to think yes. What do we want to say yes to? Do we want to say yes to raising minimum wage?
Yes!
Do we want to say yes to ending gerrymandering once and for all? For women and how they you want to get to yes, then what you have to do is to say
no.
That was a rally in Toledo, Ohio, held over the weekend urging a no vote on issue one. The special election is on August 8th, not as a recent communique from Secretary of State Frank LaRose claimed on August 4th. I'll sure be voting, and I hope you will too. Until next week, this has been Conscious Voices, heard each week at this time in your community radio stations, WCRSLP 92.7 and 98.3 FM, and WGRNLP, now broadcasting on 91.9 FM in Columbus, Ohio. I'm Evan Davis, and I'll see you all then. The program you are listening to is broadcast both on community radio station WCRS via translator W245AY at 98.3 FM and on WGRN 94.1 FM, WCRSFM.org and WGRN.org. If you like what you're hearing or want to get involved, please visit those websites and give what you can. Both stations are non-commercial and volunteer-run. Both stations depend on listener support. Again, the websites are WCRSFM.org for WCRS and WGRN.org for WGRN.